Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fam. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Their Alexandria location is now open and taking appointments. New spot in Ashburn, Virginia as well. It's Cakes, Bish, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. Bunch of guests later in the show. Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, don't want to miss that, joins us at 8 o'clock. Will Hobson from the Washington Post has a report about the so-called investigation by the Redskins into Reuben Foster. He'll join us at 8:20. That should be interesting. Dan O'Dowd, MLB Network analyst, is going to join us at 9. We talked about this at 6 o'clock, top of the show. Nationals make a splash move. Add Patrick Corbin, left-handed pitcher from the Arizona Diamondbacks. He'll be the number 3 starter. They give him over $100 million, 6-year deal. So we'll get O'Dowd's take on that. And then Neil Greenberg's going to join us. He has an interesting article about Ovechkin and whether he could catch Wayne Gretzky. Ovechkin this year up to 20 goals, which is a faster pace than last year where he led the league with 49 goals. He's on pace for 60-plus. So we'll talk to Neil Greenberg about that. And remember, 8:40, your chance to win Redskins-Giants tickets. We also have Wizards-Celtics tickets. So a lot to get into. But at 7 o'clock, what we do every morning at 7 is we hit the skins.
All right, so obviously the big story. What are they going to do at quarterback after Colt McCoy went down? We've got some Jay audio we'll play for you. Of course, we mentioned that they ultimately signed Josh Johnson, who played under Jay when he was in Cincinnati. Of course, they were asked about Colin Kaepernick. I don't know why people are so fascinated with this. The Redskins are not going to sign him. He wouldn't come here. It's like asking A-Wad if he would date, like, Jennifer Aniston.
I mean, well, he would, but she clearly wouldn't.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
The point is that a lot of people think Kaepernick wouldn't come to the Redskins because of the team
Cap's
name.
Not going to come here. He's just not going to come here. He's not going to want to deal with the team name issue.
But would she date him if he were the last person on Earth?
Would she date him?
If he were the last male,
I actually think
Adam
wouldn't date Jennifer Aniston. I'm dead serious
because
she's too old.
Oh, he's clearly an idiot if he thinks that.
Well, where
and
is
I
he?
Think he would date a is he, hot
is he
old
back
chick.
There? Not,
yeah, he's back. Yeah.
Well, let's
back
ask him.
Valdez is so wrong. Yeah. I have the biggest crush on Jennifer Aniston. I've seen every episode of Friends. The breakup is one of my favorite
What's the
movies
limit for
with
you?
Vince Vaughn.
You're 25. And you're dumpy and physically unattractive, but what is the limit?
The limit's probably about 48.
Well, then you've just ruled out Aniston, right? I think she's probably 49.
But he makes exceptions.
She's probably in that
really?
Range.
For celebrity.
So you wouldn't
exceptions.
Have sex with Liz Hurley, who I've deemed as the hottest 50-year-old on the planet.
I need to take another look at her. But I actually get butt size for the girl that JP mentioned the other day, Heather. That he had her poster on his wall.
Heather Thomas.
Heather Thomas. I was looking at her photos. Size.
You're looking at back in the 80s,
yeah,
probably.
Back in the heyday.
You weren't looking at present.
That was a Heather Locklear.
What about J-Lo? Isn't J-Lo about 49?
Yeah.
So would you not have sex with J-Lo?
But J-Lo's butt lives forever, so that changes.
Oh, my terrible God. Sentence. Please never say it again.
Right, let's not ask him any more questions.
It's intriguing to me. I apologize.
It is hitting the skins. We're kind of talking about hitting the skins in a different manner.
Thank you, Cakes. But I don't know. I guess we're going to have Will Hobson.
Let me just say this about Kaepernick. I said yesterday, I'm for having Colin Kaepernick on the team as a starter because I want to see that. I want to see him play. His last pass during the NFL was the same day that Mark Sanchez's last pass during the NFL
idea.
Was. Until
Except
this
Sanchez was on a roster all of last year.
Sanchez has been in the game. And he was immersed in the playbook, allegedly, and couldn't call any plays from the looks of things, or was limited in play calling. So you're going to take a guy, right? So you're going to take a guy in Cap who's been on the street for a couple of years, and you want him to not be the backup.
Cap hasn't
to
thrown
be
a
the starter.
He hasn't thrown a pass in 23 months.
Yes,
that's
crazy.
Been a camp
I said
in
this
years.
At the end of the show yesterday.
It's
I
insane.
Watch them. Like I watch TV shows. What do I want to see? Do I want to watch
right.
Mark Sanchez?
I said,
yes,
so you just want to see. You just want to
but
see.
But that's
the car
not
accident.
In the best interest of the Redskins right now.
And I think
now.
There's a little upside it might be a reach. Nobody seems to believe it, but I think there's a little upside in Colin Kaepernick, not in the other guys.
There might be, but you can't play upside guy when you're trying to, like, literally, you're not a fan, and I guess you don't really care. They're trying to win this week. They're half game out.
No, I want
them
to win games.
They're not going to win with Colin Kaepernick.
They can't win bringing a guy off on a short week, starting him. He hadn't thrown a practice to a guy in a uniform in 2 years.
Hey, but he would practice.
You set him up to fail.
He would practice Wednesday through Sunday, which is as many reps of the first team as the previous backups.
Right.
Because we found out, and there are some people that think it's ridiculous, that in this system, the backups don't get reps. Because
right.
I heard Brian Mitchell go off about this. He said in every team that he's ever played with,
right.
backups
And how many wins
reps.
Did those backups get?
Backups.
How many wins did they get? Well, Colt McCoy didn't win.
Oh, correct.
But they get...
And Mark Sanchez didn't win. So why do you think Colin Kaepernick would win?
The scout team...
I don't, necessarily.
Yeah, so you can't play
So what
him
do you want to see him for?
I just told
you.
Just
want to see him to run for 25 yards on the first down?
He may show some things which would be inviting to bring him back next year.
Okay, well, then you bring him in the summer or the OTAs.
I told you yesterday. After you made that argument, it made sense.
Yeah, right.
And then you can see what he does in the summer, but you just can't give him 3 days.
But
I understand.
He's definitely being blackballed. There's no question about it. 100% being blackballed.
He's better than all these guys.
How do you know? He was 1-11 for the Niners, please.
What the Niners are now.
He's not that good.
with your whiz kid, Kyle Shanahan, they got 2 wins.
Right,
so 1-11.
Because they have Nick Mullins, a quarterback.
The 1-11.
How many wins would they
the
have?
Niners
Hold on.
When
how many wins
terrible?
Would the Niners have right now if Jimmy Garoppolo had played the entire year?
Probably 5.
Maybe more.
Possibly.
Okay. Well, that's a lot better. Than they wouldn't be making fun of him now. They have a backup quarterback. They have a third string quarterback actually because Beathard was ahead of him.
I understand that, but my point is when Kaepernick was 1-11 during that stretch, it's not like they were a talented team. They were a bottom.
So what?
Team.
If he was so good, he'd have more than
the
one.
The bottom
win.
Line is
he wasn't that good. Believe me. You didn't watch him. I watched him every week.
JP doesn't really buy into it. But you can't bring a guy, any guy, I don't care who he is, can't bring Brett Favre, you can't bring anybody off the street who hasn't thrown a pass in 23 months to a professional player anywhere and expect him 3 days later to give the team the best chance to win. It's just, it's unfair to him and the team.
No. I also think, though there would be a portion of the fan base that would be against it, and the poll on Junk's Radio, over 3,000 votes, was about 60-40 in favor of Colin Kaepernick. So 40%.
That's a big number with 3,000 people.
But I think that there would be more people at the game, and I think by and large, they would actually probably make more money with Colin Kaepernick at quarterback than without Colin Kaepernick. Remember, a lot of people thought Nike was going to take a huge hit. And the very first day, I think Donald Trump even tweeted something that Nike, when they ran that ad of Colin Kaepernick, was going to suffer. Instead, they got a bounce.
So if all you want to do is see him play for a half or a game, and you want to put some extra people in the seats, that's one thing.
But wait till they get eliminated.
But those people won't come back the following week when they realize how bad he was.
If he was bad.
Well, I know he would be bad if you gave him 3 days
well,
of practice.
Well, you would think that Driscoll
come on,
would be
use
bad
your head.
Cincinnati. And
use your brain.
Okay.
No, Driscoll's been in a camp. You guys are ignoring. You guys are thinking. And
Feinstein
agrees with you. You guys think that guys like you think that throwing passes in the backyard to old college buddies, is it anything equivalent to being in a professional practice, taking scout team reps or whatever it is for years?
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's actually not that crazy, and I'm not the only person. Look, David Aldridge is in that position.
Aldridge is crazy. He's wrong.
It's Aldridge not
wrong.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So then why
would
Gruden consider it?
He's lying.
It's lip service.
Now you believe Gruden?
He's lying.
Oh,
do you think that the Reds could seriously consider Cap? They're lying.
Well, I don't know about how
they
seriously.
Didn't. Of course they didn't. They don't want to deal with it. And
I
he
believe
wouldn't
a
come
more
here.
On considering Kaepernick than on the Reuben Foster deal.
All right, what else
yes,
you got?
Yes, I do.
This is just a stupid.
It's a fairy tale.
What else you got?
I got a lot of stuff. You want to hear Jay?
Are they down to their seventh guard on the depth chart?
I think so.
Seems that way.
I think so, because they put Bergstrom and Cooper, I think, on IR, right? So I don't know.
I don't know
who
they're
going to
replace
them
with.
Let's just go with all tackles. Just sign tackles
anybody.
And try a five-tackle system.
Play the first clip of Jay yesterday where he says not everything is doom and gloom.
There's a silver lining. We're healthy on defense. We got a quarterback that's got some experience. We still have some weapons around them that are getting healthy with Chris Thompson, Jameson Crowder coming back for the first time, Jordan Reed, Vernon, Josh Doctson's playing well. We're okay. And the edges with Trent and Morgan, they seem to be okay right now, so that's a good thing.
He left out that the healthy defense is regularly allowing 400-plus yards to opponents.
Right.
That part was left out.
Defense is the defense.
The other surprising thing yesterday is apparently the Colt McCoy injury is not as devastating as we once thought. The Alex Smith injury, the timetable is like a bare minimum 6 months, and let's see. I don't even know after that. But with Colt, since it was a similar injury, people thought, well, he's out for sure. Now they're saying they're not going to IR him just yet. The injury might not be as bad as they thought.
I don't think I'll put him on IR right away. I think we'll try to get through this week, see where we're at, see where he's at. If we can figure out a way to beat the Giants, which I think we will do the best we can, and we're still alive in this thing, I'd like to keep him up. If he can get back for the last game of the year against Philadelphia, that'd be great, or possibly the playoffs. Right now I think we're going to hold on him and not put him on IR until we get more information about where we are.
I think that's smart because terminology often is broken leg, and it sounds really severe. And Alex Smith, the bone actually went through the skin. That's a severe break. But oftentimes people will say it's a broken leg when it's a fracture. And I don't know the difference in the terminology. Like, technically, when I tore my ACL, they said I fractured my, I think it was tibia. I'm not even sure what it was. But you could say I broke my leg. You can come back.
Like a fracture is... What he has going for him is a non-weight-bearing bone, right. And I don't believe it was displaced the way Alex's was. So it's
conceivable. My point is it could be a hairline fracture.
Yeah, but those are still very painful. Don't minimize
them. Of course.
Them. Yeah.
But my point is that sometimes that terminology comes out and you think it's more severe than it actually is.
Sure. When there's an injury like Alex Smith and the trainers and docs come out on the field, do they give the player something immediately to kind of dull the pain?
Just have to say I'm
I don't
broke.
Think on the field.
Because when he's being carted off.
He seems calm.
Yeah, he seems calm.
I think they're still in shock.
Is that what it is? The body
just
goes into shock?
I think they're still in shock. As soon as they get in the ambulance, they probably give them something.
Oh, they got to.
Yeah.
Probably just slip them a Vicodin or something.
I was just wondering. Well, of course, the Vicodin would take a while to take effect.
Like, you even see with
Colts. But when these guys tear their ACLs or break their legs and they're getting carted off, they're waving, they're clapping. I don't know.
Yeah, but the torn ACL.
Something immediately.
Torn ACL is not as bad.
All right, that's not as bad.
I tore my ACL, and like I said, I had a fractured tibia. I drove home.
But with Alex
Smith, I walked
Smith,
off and drove home.
I mean, I would think he'd be screaming the entire way off the field.
Well,
I mean,
if you
I had a minor ankle tweak,
oh, yeah, on the field,
I would want 8 Advil. I would just say, give me
they can give you something stronger than that.
Pain medicine you've got.
But
the Cakes is the softest guy I know.
I'm very soft and
Bick,
gooey.
Bick, yes. When he's being carted off and he's on the cart.
I think they're still in
he's
shock.
He's kind of
they've got... Because they stabilize it somehow.
I don't think
they're giving him painkiller.
In the moment, he's appreciating the fact that he's made $20 million plus.
Oh, he's not thinking about the money.
That's the fans are being nice to him.
He's not thinking about the money.
No, but I mean, look, you're appreciative of the fans.
Yeah. I would have the towel over my head screaming.
Well, doesn't your body also have, are they called endorphins that
exactly.
tend to suppress the pain?
Yes, initially.
Once your leg snaps in 100 different places?
Yes. Yes.
But
wears
right.
off.
Oh,
that's
well,
why,
it definitely
that's
wears
why
off.
You need massive painkillers.
Right.
You know, at some point.
I've got some at my house for him.
I know you do.
Let's play cut 4. Where he talks about getting Sanchez ready. I've goofed on Mark Sanchez like everybody else. I almost feel like he's being unfairly maligned. Like
yeah,
I thought
fine.
He competed
he's
pretty well.
Okay, if I had to equate Mark Sanchez, I'd equate him to a.
By the way,
McCoy,
on a weird side note,
yeah.
When we did the junk spree game at Glory Days Grill in Reston a few days ago. We were doing it 10 feet away from a claw machine, okay, that you put a dollar in, you try to win a stuffed animal, whatever. In the claw machine was a Mark Sanchez dressed in a Jets uniform when did he play for the Jets?
Seems like 10 years ago.
And right behind him was a Marty St. Louis hockey stuffed guy from when he played for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Cakes.
Which is probably
those claw machines are tough. It's tough to get those things out of there.
There's a Mark Sanchez stuffed doll in there.
I got a daughter that's amazing. She's a wizard with the claw machine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're very addictive, those claw machines. You start feeding money in.
Yeah, but play cut 4 where Jay talks about getting Sanchez ready for next week.
You know, now that we know that Mark's quarterback will come up with a plan to utilize his strengths and really utilize what he knows. And then obviously he's going to have to learn some more stuff. That's what quarterbacks do on a weekly basis. He's
been in the league not long enough where he can handle it now. I think he has a pretty good understanding of our formations and a few of our base concepts in the running game and in the passing game. And we're going to have to push the envelope a little bit. But we're not going to overload him and do too many different crazy things. But for the most part, he's going to have to learn a few new concepts, and I think he'll be fine.
He sounds resigned.
Well, he's in a tough spot.
He's got to trot out his third-string quarterback for the last quarter of the season. I mean, he knows he's up against
it. By the way, somebody did send me a graphic, and you'll be, you know, they aren't apples to apples, but of Cap's career numbers to Sanchez's career numbers, they're shockingly similar. Like,
yeah, well,
Cap, when Cap first came
in the league, he was legit.
Sanchez.
Well, no, Cap.
Yeah, Sanchez, too. Sanchez.
What was Sanchez drafted, like five? Was he the fifth pick?
But if you look at their career numbers in terms of like yardage, touchdown interception ratio, completion percentage, quarterback rating and all that. In fact, a lot of them favor Sanchez.
Rushing yards is going to go in Cap's favor.
Sure.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. Remember, the head coach of the Wizards, Scott Brooks, joins us at 8 o'clock. And at 8:40, your chance to win tickets to Redskins Giants at FedEx Field.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Still don't have a Christmas tree, EB. I was going to go get it yesterday, but I was just too sleepy.
It's first week in December. What are you waiting for?
Oh, you're going to wake up on December 20th? Today.
I was forced to go in the attic and drag the stuff down.
You got a fakie.
We have a fakie just in case. So we have a fakie, and then we put all the houses and all this.
Right. I mean,
the Christmas spirit's alive and well over here.
Like doing that stuff?
I don't like doing it. I like the after.
I like the end result. Once the tree's up,
House looks good after the, but it's a lot of work.
Now, you know what I hate?
My cap star right now has got a little bit of a gangsta lean to it. Instead of like this,
that.
It's kind of like this. I don't know. Like the top branch might be a little bit flimsy. I need to reinforce it, strengthen it.
Here's what I hate about it. Probably one of the big reasons why I hate it is that I apparently get the job every night of having to shut down all the lights. So.
You have to unplug it?
I have to unplug like 10 things. I have to go over here, unplug over by the fireplace. I have to go unplug by the Christmas tree. I have to go unplug by the piano. We don't have them all on switches. We're not sophisticated people. We just have them plugged in.
Why can't you leave those stupid houses on?
Yeah. My wife wants
them. That's not a fire hazard.
Wife wants them turned off, so I turn them off.
I don't think you're supposed to. I think you're definitely not supposed to with real trees.
No, I'm not talking about the trees. He's turning off
I'm turning all of my decorations off when we go to sleep.
We put them on timers.
That's what my wife
does. We put them on timers, but
you're a little bit more sophisticated.
A lot of people don't, and they're donkeys.
And it's a pain in the ass.
And you got to go around the house and unplug.
I got to get behind the tree, pull out the thing out of the extension cord, whatever.
Nightmare. You're doing it wrong. You need to have your tree plugged in and have like some sort of step, like you step on a button to turn the lights on and off. Come on, guy.
I don't have
a button. You're way behind the times.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we don't have it.
I mean, what are you doing?
What do you mean a button? You have a...
Like it's a plug, but it has a little thing you step on with a button. It's like this
high. Yeah. Some of mine have that, but I still have to bend over and hit the button.
Cakes is Joan, and he's got a crooked star on top of his
head. I do have a crooked star.
Got a nubby star on
the top. Washington Capitals star, by the way, the way it should be.
Well, what I wanted to bring up is, and we all deal with this throughout the year, but it is intensified more than ever during the holiday season. The amount of spam junk email that I'm getting, most of them are offers. I've never used Wayfair, for example.
Right.
Why am I getting
Wayfair
emails? And I just don't know how to defeat it. I've been unsubscribing, and yet a week later, I still see emails from these places that I've unsubscribed to. Now, I use Fanatics. I bought some stuff from Fanatics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need 10 emails a day from Fanatics.
Well, you need
and
to
then
unsubscribe.
I get Fanatics somehow alerted NFLShop.com because my son just wants jerseys. And now I get from NFLShop.com 10 emails a day. And then I'm constantly going into the email preferences. Why can't it be easier? Sometimes to find the unsubscribe is tough.
Well, they make it butt hard. They make it butt hard to find. It's the size. It's the size of an ant's genitals.
Right.
On the actual email. It's so tiny.
So I'm unsubscribing. Like, I get emails from a florist in Puerto Rico. Okay. Now, when my grandmother was alive.
Right.
And she passed over 3 years ago, for Christmas, for certain holidays, I might send flowers from that shop. I swear I've unsubscribed several times, and somehow they beat it.
I've lost the battle.
I don't know how
I have like 3,500 emails in my Yahoo account. I've given up. I've raised the white flag.
I tweeted this yesterday. So my daughter came to me, and I was looking at her shoes, and I was like, you need new shoes. I mean, those look hurt.
She's walking around some beaters.
She's wearing some, like, Stan Smith Adidas, what the kids wear.
Right.
And I go, you need some new. And she goes, you know what I want, Dad? Can you get me some Air Force Ones?
Okay.
I got a little bit size. My daughter wants Air Force Ones.
Right.
So I said, okay. So I got on the, I just got
She's
on.
She's got some PG County in her.
Oh, she does.
The low top.
Yeah, she wants the low tops, white on white.
Right.
So I Google it, and I was like, oh, my God, these things are a joke.
How much are they?
I don't know. $100, $120, whatever they are. I mean,
they're silly for your Nike stock.
They're worth about $10 to me, right. But, you know, whatever. So I Google it. Next thing, yesterday, so I did this on Monday. Yesterday, all over my Instagram, all over my social media, anywhere there's an ad,
right.
I'm getting Nike Air Force One girls size 9 sneakers everywhere.
The cookies got you.
The cookies. They're all in my life. And then I tweeted that, and then one of our friends tweeted me back, and she said, good thing you don't go to Macy's that often. Apparently, and I don't know about this, is a new technology I learned about yesterday. I'm sure it's been around for years. I just don't know about it. If you have your Wi-Fi on your phone, at Macy's in particular, and I'm sure other stores do the same thing, they track where you're walking, what displays you're standing in front of,
okay,
what department you're in.
So they're targeting you.
They're just tracking all your
they
movements
track behavior.
There's some sort of MAC address or something that's unique to your phone.
Right. I don't know how Macy's
and then
stays alive, by the way.
You're getting the emails, mm-hmm. and then you're getting the ads.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Macy's, brothers watching.
When I got divorced and I had to start over in terms of getting an apartment and move to a townhouse and all those sort of things, I had to get furniture, get a bed and all this stuff. And my mom told me, you should get a Macy's card. Now, there's a Macy's in Bowie. She's always been into Macy's since there's been the Macy's.
I feel like I've gotten 100 of those in my lifetime.
But I
get the 40% off that day or whatever.
What I'm trying to point out is, so I got the Macy's credit card. And ever since then, I swear, every day I get something in the mail. Their advertising
You're on their list.
Budget.
Right.
It's incredible.
Has to be super
I don't know
high.
How they are surviving.
I don't either.
They advertise on TV, in the newspapers. They're sending out mailers all the time.
Hey,
it's unbelievable.
You're speaking to a Macy's stockholder.
I don't know.
Right, so he wants you to go shop there.
Yeah, I want you to go to Macy's 100 times a year.
Well,
keep going. Keep buying. Buy.
And in fact, I don't have one Macy's credit card. Somehow I have two.
Yeah, very good.
I remember I went there one
Keep
time
spending.
And I was like, I have one Amex that has a chip, and I have another one. And I said, can I get, you know, I'm a minimalist.
Yeah.
I said, can I throw away one? I only need one account. And somehow they explained to me, no, you need both.
I remember when my financial guy a few years ago said, we should buy Macy's. I definitely raised an eyebrow or two.
Right.
I was like, Macy's?
You're like, what about Amazon?
What? I was like, we'd buy an old brick and mortar
By
number?
The way, what was up with the market yesterday being down a million points?
Not pumallied.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Talk about a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
that's
I'm
incredible.
Reading.
I just get depressed when I see minus 799.
There's some financial forecasters that see a recession, not next year, but in 2020.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Right when my kids are in college.
Predicting that.
That's perfect.
It's always going to be an ebb and flow to it.
Right. That's the thing.
Hey, everything's on sale on Wall Street.
Right. You keep telling me that.
Just get greedy.
I know Bitcoin's on sale.
Bitcoin's on sale every day.
Yeah. What's that down to?
Oh, it's got to be like high 3,000s. 3,800, 3,900.
Let's hope.
I feel like a winner that I only lost $3,000.
Yeah.
What
Probably
is it
right.
at? What is it at? Do you have it on you?
$3,858.
Yeah.
I have $4 left in my
very nice.
Whatever it is, Coinbase account.
By the way, if you want to win some of that money back, you can go to MGM National Harbor. Not only tonight for the Cakes Classic, but on Saturday, they're doing the 2-year anniversary of MGM National Harbor in the poker room, $100,000 giveaway, $500 hot seats every hour, 10 of them from 9 a.m. until 4 a.m. the next morning.
Wow.
So that's pretty
good.
They're
just giving away money over there.
Giving away $100,000.
That's on Saturday?
Saturday. I'm pretty sure I'm going to wake up early and drive over to MGM.
Right.
After the holiday show, I'm going to fight through that haze because I want to cash in on some of those $500 Now,
by the way, Cakes, I just noticed.
Yes.
Definitely saw your guy, Jonathan,
yesterday. Saw my guy, Jonathan, yes.
Take off the caps lid.
Jonathan's his barber.
Yeah, look.
My personal stylist.
You look silly now.
Because I can tell, well, he doesn't have the neck beard.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
No neck beard.
It looks a lot better without the neck beard.
Of course it does.
But how do you, I don't know how to do this myself. If I ever, and sometimes I don't shave, I'm trying to carve out a beard.
Yeah.
How do you make a silly line if you're doing it by yourself?
Guesstimate. Because I've done it before, and I just have to guesstimate.
Do you do a good job, or does it look jagged
okay
and hurting?
Job. I think Jonathan actually, I think he's a little bit off on this most recent.
Down below?
On the neck hair?
I think he's a little bit off on the symmetry. You may have to tighten that up next time.
I'm talking about where the beard, where the actual hair is. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about where the hair ends and the.
You're 4 inches below.
Donk.
I'm talking about up here.
I'm talking about up here.
He's saying that
where
he
the
does
beard
a poor
starts.
Job.
He's saying where the beard starts. Yeah.
You're talking about up here?
Jonathan's using a straight edge.
Right here. How does he do that silly line?
I don't know.
He's got a silly line.
He's a professional.
I know, but how do people do it that have their own beard?
Hey, did you grasp? Did you light him up a little extra because it's the Christmas season?
No, I've done.
Oh, you botched it.
No, because I think
it's still kind of far away.
I think I'm going to go back before.
Okay.
Like, if I go back on the... I didn't want to light him up now and have him expect to be lit up again right before
I was thinking about this, because for Homewood Suites, we pay a month, right? And
now it's Christmas tipping season.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Cakes and I pay a monthly. Jason dips into his wallet every day.
Insanity. For what?
For the tip. To tip the valets.
That's so weird.
Twice a day.
He's a weirdo. He goes, puts $5 in a gas tank.
Right. He's very piecemeal
over there. So Cakes and I do monthly, but... And, you know, I guess I should pay the first month, but I haven't paid for December
yet.
Yeah,
I haven't either.
I was gonna light them up a little bit, but just in the monthly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way, I guess you can't because it's tipping, that you get it like automatically deducted? Because the greatest thing in life is getting stuff automatically deducted, because then it's like it's not even part of your life. You don't even notice it.
I don't know that we could do that with valets.
You can't do that with valets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the valets work for a separate company, then they don't work for the hotel.
Right.
We're kind of pulling the okie doke already. So for us to some sort of get it taken out of our check.
Because the big mothership, I'm sure the corporate heads, they're not probably thrilled about you parking there for free, essentially.
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't know.
I mean,
the manager knows.
In the end, it's
it?
Like a lot of things with the junkies. There was a guy, Dave, right. who was a big listener of the show.
Yeah.
Right.
And he had a connection, and we took advantage of that connection.
Right.
By the way, what do you pay him a month?
Hunsky.
Yeah. By the way, I'm brilliant for what I do.
What do you do?
Because
you pay him
80? The way the math works, I pay less than they do.
Right.
Whatever makes you feel good.
Cheapskate. I feel like it's worth them roughly $5 a day for them to park my car.
I give $4 a day.
I mean, weaker.
So well, you give them two in the drop off, two on the pickup.
You can give them whatever you want.
$4.
Isn't that a nightmare?
$20
to constantly a week.
Every day he's got to deal with cash.
Isn't that a nightmare?
I always have to have ones.
So what do? Do you actually go to the bank and you get like $100 in ones or something? Or
well,
what
I mean,
do you
if
do?
I go to the ATM, you know, I pull out some money and I'll have...
Ones? At the ATM?
No, he never gives you ones.
Go ahead.
Donkeys, you don't listen.
I'm listening.
I have somewhere. I go to the ATM and get money.
Now, where would you actually break the money?
I don't know. Wherever I go. Wherever I go to use money, I'd break the money.
So he goes to like Jersey Mike's and buys a sub.
Yeah,
he'll pay for it with cash and get some ones.
Why don't you get silly credit card points?
Or, Richie, I'll just go into the front desk at the Homewood Suites and I'll ask for ones. I'll ask for change.
Isn't that a pain in the ass? I'll do that all the time. You're constantly
it takes
asking
like
for
8
money.
Seconds.
I don't like to bend over and hit a button on an electric cord.
Yeah, you don't. I don't mind it. You
hey, remember, Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, is going to join us at 8 o'clock, and we give you a chance to win Redskins tickets coming up at 8:40. For over 30 years, the attorneys at Greenberg and Betterman have helped thousands of personal injury victims in the Washington metro area get the financial compensation they deserve. If you've been hurt in a car accident, been a victim of medical malpractice, or been denied Social Security disability benefits, let Greenberg and Betterman help you too. Call Greenberg and Betterman at 301-589-2200 or visit them on the web at gblawyers.com. That's gblawyers.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Remember, you can join me in Cakes, Glory Days Grill, in Burke, Virginia this Sunday for the Junkies pregame show. We're broadcasting live. Starting at 11 a.m. before the Redskins take on the Giants. Of course, we're giving away tickets to that game coming up in an hour. Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, joins us at 8 o'clock. We'll get into the Wizards. They've been playing slightly better basketball if you look at like the last 10 games. If you get over the horrific start, they're trending more towards 500. They can get their third straight tonight.
So they've won two in a row?
Yep.
They beat the Nets and the Knicks.
Correct.
Not
exactly juggernaut teams.
Bottom feeders.
And they get the Hawks tonight.
Yeah. You can't knock them.
I just said they're playing better basketball.
Yeah. It doesn't matter who they beat.
Now, defensively, when you look at the numbers, woof.
They're not good.
They give up a lot of points.
You know what? If you play daily fantasy hoops, probably a good night to start, like Trae Young, Kevin Hector. Those guys can launch threes.
Because they'll probably score 120.
Because the Wizards just can't defend the three ball. Yeah. Look at their percentages defending the three-point shot.
What's Atlanta's record?
It's not very good.
Let me look that up.
I mean, they're bottom two or three team in the East.
I mean, they're getting hooked with this schedule here recently. Better take advantage of it.
Yep.
All right, 7:45 every morning, go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. Of course, Wednesdays we have the very controversial JPPP.
Yes.
I was attacked last week because I didn't have the Saints number one, and then they proceeded to get smashed.
Right.
They got smashed.
They lost.
They got smashed, but 13th down is smashing.
They got smashed.
Okay.
Some NFL news.
I'm eager
and
to
notes.
See what the list looks like this week.
The Bills have parted ways with wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin.
Didn't JP say Kelvin Benjamin was good a couple weeks ago?
Thought he was. Buffalo traded a third and seventh round pick to the Carolina Panthers.
What's his deal?
At last season's trade deadline.
Like out of shape.
He's a big slug.
Can't play.
Six games in 2017. He caught 16 passes for 217 yards and a touchdown. Bills acquired him to be the number one target there, but it just hasn't worked
out. Hope he saved his cash.
You can claim them all
for
waivers if you're interested.
Yeah.
I don't see any big paydays in his future.
Maybe I guess he's playing on a fifth-year option, set to be a free agent in March.
How old is Kelvin Benjamin?
He's
like
probably
25?
26 or 27, maybe? Mm.
He had a 1,000-yard season as a rookie. Then he missed the 2015 season due to a torn ACL and hasn't put up good numbers since.
Hadn't been the same.
Finishes with the Bills, 39 catches, 571 yards and two touchdowns.
Hey, he had a longer stint with the Bills than Terrell Pryor. Give him credit for that.
That is true.
C.J. Anderson has landed back in the AFC West. He is now with the Oakland Raiders case.
Ah, very good.
Mm. The Oakland Raiders have C.J. Anderson,
yep.
Retread.
Old running backs.
Doug Martin, retread.
Right.
Then they have Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Man.
John Gruden loves him some 28 to 30-year-old running backs. It's kind of his thing.
Former NFL.
Are they playing Pittsburgh this week?
They are.
Former NFL defensive back Brandon Browner pleaded no contest.
He's a good dude.
Attempted murder charge on Tuesday.
Attempted murder.
And he's going to be going to prison for a long time. The 34-year-old was arrested in July after he was accused of breaking into his ex-girlfriend's apartment and assaulting her. The police report stated that Browner chased the victim, dragged her, and then smothered her in a carpet.
It's a terrible story, obviously, but you give some points for originality. How many guys try to murder somebody by wrapping them up in like an oriental rug?
So he tried to suffocate her.
That's what it sounds like.
And then did he think she was dead and then he left?
I don't know.
He's just a good dude.
Well, he's
maybe I'll have him over for Christmas
Eve.
He's
going to be spending 8 years in the poke.
Speaking of NFL players who have had issues in the past, Greg Hardy's one of them. The former defensive standout for the Dallas Cowboys is now an MMA fighter, and he will make his UFC debut.
Who's this?
On January 13th in Brooklyn. Greg Hardy.
Mm.
He's undefeated so far.
So
and
far,
UFC
he's been amazing,
signed,
right? But they're just bums, like relatively speaking.
Yeah, he's going to fight somebody who's 9-3, part of UFC Fight Night, I guess, in January. But
he's fighting Alan Crowder, Jameson's brother, who's 9-3.
I mean, I think we asked Luke about him, right? Luke Thomas.
He's got a lot of
he's
potential.
He's our MMA guy. And
super strong.
Yeah. I mean, he could be a freak.
Joe Philbin has been named the interim head coach of the Green Bay Packers, and he's already had to deal with a mess. Apparently, he's had to fire the associate head coach, Winston Moss, linebackers coach. Philbin said in a statement, "We thank Winston for his contributions to the Packers over the past 13 years. Apparently, Winston Moss went to Twitter and tweeted something negative about Aaron Rodgers and the team, and that was it for Philbin.
Tweet is...
What did he basically said, you were talking about this during the break, and I wasn't listening.
Yeah, so, Drabby, you're the Twitter expert. So Winston Moss, I'm paraphrasing here, he tweeted something like...
I have the tweet if you want me to
read the
it.
Tweet.
Ponder this. What championship teams have are great leadership, period. It's not the offensive guru trend. It's not the safe trend. Find somebody that is going to hold number 12 and everybody in this building to a Lombardi standard, period.
All right, so he's calling
he's
out the quarterback.
He's taking a shot at Aaron Rodgers.
He's saying Aaron Rodgers is not leading like he should be.
He's in the wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a dummy.
He's stupid. And then his follow-up
he's really
tweet.
Dumb.
His follow-up tweet was, I've just been informed. Explain this to me. I've just been informed that I've been fired by the Packers. Thanks, Twitter.
Yeah. He's showing me how so he's even dumber than I thought.
So he tweeted out. He was calling out Rodgers, and yeah. then he's blaming Twitter for right. getting fired?
Yes.
Can you explain that to me?
Step no. into anybody. My office.
He's just a dum-dum.
He's okay. a dum-dum.
Yeah.
He's not a bright individual.
He would have gotten away with it had he not singled out Aaron Rodgers. I think he would have skated on that.
I think so, too. But to blame Twitter for his dumb fingers.
Well, that's just dumb.
Yeah.
Plain stupid.
Mark Garagos.
I mean, that's what I took out of it.
Yeah. yeah.
Mark Garagos is Colin Kaepernick's attorney in his collusion grievance against the NFL. He told reporters yesterday that Kaepernick not getting a workout for the Redskins, he just said, isn't it obvious what's happening?
Yeah, he's being blackballed. There's no question about it. I don't think that means, though, the Redskins should start him this weekend 3 days after walking in the building. That's just insane. It's unfair to him and his teammates.
Wouldn't correct. Be three, it would be five.
It well, is insane.
They don't even allow hitting. They wouldn't do any – I mean, you know,
right. He'd get more practice than Colt McCoy has.
He would be awful.
According to Swearinger, nobody takes the Friday and Saturday practices yeah. seriously.
Colt McCoy's been practicing for years, waiting for this opportunity.
As has
Caps
Colin.
Throwing spirals in the backyard.
right.
I mean, it's a joke.
15-year-old kids.
I thought you like redemption stories.
I do, but I do. I wouldn't have a problem with them signing him, but you can't ask him to start 3 days later. The national media that are acting like it's a real – SB Nation had a headline yesterday that made me just want to vomit.
What is that?
God, I have to find it. Basically insinuating, here's the headline. Jay Gruden and Washington could make a playoff run with Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, my God.
But they'd rather not sign him and give up on the season instead.
Bunch of idiots over there,
too. That's maybe the worst headline I've ever read.
Clickbait.
Oh, I didn't click on it. I didn't read it.
Well, I definitely wouldn't have clicked on it if I saw that headline.
Yeah, I didn't click on it. You think I read that?
I mean, it's just a headline.
It's the worst headline.
What's going on?
It's the worst headline ever.
You've been angry lately, Evie.
Well, that's an angry... That should anger everyone.
You had to unplug 100 Christmas houses yesterday.
Yeah.
It makes people angry.
Make you angry.
And by the way, the notion that Colin Kaepernick is the most talented guy out there without a job, I don't get it. How do we know?
Okay, well, just people...
How do we know?
They're just guessing.
People act like Colin Kaepernick was Brett Favre when he was playing. He had a couple nice years where, by the way, he couldn't throw to open receivers. The only reason he was good is because he could run. His completion percentage wasn't that great.
No, his completion percentage is dreadful. What he did have is a good touchdown interception ratio. That's his biggest calling card.
True.
He did have a good touchdown interception
ratio. True, but he never won games outside of 2013 where he had a sick defense and a great running game. I mean, the notion that he's untouchable.
People have put him on a pedestal. It's unbelievable.
I don't get it.
The worst thing Colin Kaepernick could do would be to come back and play for his reputation.
Well, when they're talking about
the worst thing.
When they're talking about talent, though, they're saying, look, he had a strong arm. They think he has a strong arm than many of those other guys, and he's fast.
Well, that was kind of the knock against him, is that arm strength.
He was fast, but he started to decline
I understand
in
that.
The speed because of some
but they're
injuries.
They're just saying, Colin Kaepernick, Landry Jones, who's more talented?
I don't know.
Okay. A lot of people
the answer is
Colin
I don't
Kaepernick.
Know because Colin Kaepernick hasn't played in 24 months, not longer.
All right, time now for the controversial
in his
JP.
Last 21 games, he was 3-16. I know people don't like to ascribe wins and losses to quarterbacks, but
he had some nice,
completion percentage was 59%.
Right, he had some nice games in that 12-game stretch, but he also had some poop games.
Mark Sanchez's completion percentage was like 57.
Yeah,
the big difference
there is that
touchdown interception ratio. It's his big calling card, for sure.
Number five, some people were upset that it didn't have them in the top five.
Who's upset? Jason!
Jason, you get to people
I
on
care.
Twitter grill.
I don't
I'll
care.
Put the Houston Texans in there. I don't know if I'm a true believer, but 9 in a row.
It's
they beat Cleveland 29-13, and they turned over Baker Mayfield 3 times. Deshaun Watson, you look at his numbers. for essentially, you take last year and this year together, he's up to 40 touchdowns, 17 picks. This year, 21 touchdowns,
he's awesome.
9 picks, quarterback rating at 101.
I love Deshaun Watson.
And of course,
love his story.
Studs on defense.
Love everything about him.
Leader, seems like a good dude, yeah.
The Clemson coaches raved about
him. I would love to know how many 9-game winning streaks there have been in the NFL in the last 5 years.
Not a lot.
Not many.
Massive game, too, by the way, for them this weekend. They host the Colts. Big one.
Number 4.
Should beat the Colts.
It's opening up in the AFC for the New England Patriots. Impressive win against the Vikings, 24-10. They hold the Vikings to just 278 yards total. They pick off Kirk Cousins a couple of times. Here's the thing about the Patriots. If they get home field in the AFC, they're 6-0 at home during the regular season.
Yeah.
And right now, they are the 2 seed in the AFC, but the Chiefs have a tougher schedule.
JP is Charlie Brown kicking the football with Lucy pulling it away every year, thinking that somehow the Patriots are going to fall on their face, and all they do is get home field, win 12 or 13 games, and
they're
go to the
go,
Super Bowl.
They're
well, I would
go.
Say one of the most fun sporting events I've ever watched was when the Colts came back in that championship game against the Patriots and came back to beat them.
See, that's why the game
that was awesome.
Texans
it was like
are playing,
15 years ago.
That's why they're huge, because it's not because of the Colts, because the Colts aren't going to catch the Texans for the division.
Right.
It's because they want to get that bye and knock off the Patriots, who they lose the head-to-head with on the tiebreaker. So if they can finish with a better record than the Patriots, they would have that second bye. And the Patriots play the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Jets in 3 of their last 4.
Right.
They do play the Steelers on the road. That could be huge. So the Texans have to keep winning.
Number 3, I've got the Saints, of course, coming off that loss. Number 2, the Rams beat Detroit 30-16. I still got the Chiefs number 1. I'm just most impressed by their offense. Big hit losing Kareem Hunt, but Patrick Mahomes responded with another 4 touchdown passes against the Raiders, and they put up 40 points.
Yeah, but they give up 33.
They do give up a
little
ton
bit of
points,
alarming, although a lot of that was late and kind
I'm
of
I'm an offensive guy, so... I got the Chiefs at 1. But if the Chiefs end up stumbling, the Patriots could easily end up with that 1 seed, because you mentioned the soft schedule besides the Steelers. So
correct.
That is the JPPP. Coming up next, the head coach of the Wizards, Scott Brooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.